Welcome, everybody. Share number 1264, and the writing is share number 416, 416, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, Bezras Hashem, we will be getting back in a few shiurim to the halachas of, brachas on desserts and different type of things, what, when, and where in middle of a meal. We just took a small little break, moving on to some various different things, but Bezras Hashem, the next few days, we are getting back into the subject full blast. Okay, so interesting to note, the Mishnah Berurah brings down something important to always keep in mind, a little bit more of a hashkafa thing in reference to brachas, that one should think of the chesed when they make a bracha, not just stam to make a bracha, besides the words and the translation, but just stam to think about the chesed that Hashem is doing with us by giving us the food or the drink itself. And also one should also think of the chesed Hashem is doing with us, the fact that we're able to enjoy the food. The food is able to go down, we're able to enjoy the food. It's a very important thing to always keep in mind, either right before the bracha or during the bracha or after the bracha, whatever the case is, but to have that thought process in mind that it's not a poshut thing person is able to eat Baruch Hashem and enjoy the food. I listened to one of the Magide Shiurim. I'm not going to get into who, what, when, and where. He talks about the enjoyment of the coffee. You sit down to that morning coffee. Everybody knows that first coffee. Those of us who drink coffee, myself included, that first Geschmack of coffee, say, thank Hashem for the coffee. You know, have in mind, we make the Shahakol, the Geschmack of the coffee, that first coffee of the day. But everything. Okay, so it's an important thing when making the bracha, that a person should have those thoughts in mind. So one must be also very careful when reciting any bracha in general to have the proper concentration and not just to recite it out of pure habit. I do want to mention, I've seen in the past, I just saw recently again, and it's, a person, Baruch Hashem, was so used to making brachas. A lot of times in the middle of a meal, you're sitting by the table and a person washed, like even on Shabbos or whatever the case is, a person all of a sudden will make a bracha, like on the soup. I saw recently someone making a bracha on the soup, right? So I just mentioned it to them, Baruch Hashem, we're in the, in the mode of constantly thanking Hashem and making a bracha, but we do want to keep on in mind, in conjunction with what we've been talking about, that, there are certain brachas that we do not make during the meal. The main staple foods, we do not make a bracha during the meal. But a lot of times, if a person is not concentrating, they'll just like, they're about to eat the soup, they make a shakal and they start eating. You know what I mean? We forget and we don't, it's hard because we're so used to making the bracha. So a person has to concentrate for a second or two before they make the bracha, realize what they're making and how they should be making and so on. And if they actually have to make the bracha, many times you don't even have to make the bracha, like we saw, like we've been talking about in the, in whether it's a soup or the main dish or the meat or whatever the case might be during the course of a main meal. So a person should be very careful to concentrate and think for a second, what are they about to do before making the bracha? And is it the right bracha? Right? A lot of times we'll make the wrong bracha on the wrong item. Just to think for a second. Very important thing. One must also be careful when reciting a bracha to use the proper pronunciation. Mishnah Berurah talks about that a lot, to say the words the right way. A lot of times if one should be careful not to slur the words. You say sometimes the word the wrong way. Kamamish mean a totally different thing. Not to swallow the words, not to slur the words. You're saying the bracha. You know, I used to hear they say over, you're saying the bracha, you're making the bracha anyways. Why not do it the right way, right? Do it the right way. It's keeping in mind saying the words with the right pronunciation. Everybody, sometimes a person looks in the city, you don't have to look in a sitter, you don't have to look. I've seen a lot of times a person carries a card with them, especially by Yashi Yatzar. A lot of times people carry a card, they'll read it from a sign or whatever the case is, to say the proper pronunciation, say a bracha the right way in general, all brachas, not just Yashi Yatzar, whether it's Shahaka, whether it's Mizonos, whatever it might be. This forum bring down, interesting, that if one would need to thank a benefactor for a valuable gift, they would surely express themselves with clarity and eloquence, right? You want to thank the person as much as possible. How much more so, 1,000 times over, the pronunciation of each word, the importance of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food and everything else that we are getting. So the pronunciation of each word is important due to the fact that sometimes, like we said, it's the proper pronunciation. If it's done wrong, taka sometimes mean a totally different thing. They bring down the Mishnah Berurah, there's a verse in Tillim that says, let my mouth be filled with your praise. Therefore, the mouth itself right, that the person's mouth should be, when the person makes the bracha, the mouth should be full of the bracha, full of the praise, whatever that means. But basically, bottom line is that the mouth should be completely empty when one recites a bracha, so that the words can be pronounced clearly also. Sometimes a person should be careful, you know, not to have anything in their mouth when they are making a bracha. Like, so what do we mean by that? If, let's say, not in the middle of a meal, but somebody's making, I have to make adoma, I have to make eight. So, you know, before a person makes a eight, they eat, and then they're about to swallow. Before they're swallowing, they want to make the hadama. First, you make her eight, by the way. When you're making hadama and eight, so first you want to make her eight, and then before you're about to swallow the food, you're starting already the hadama. Person's mouth, well, you have to realize it has to be empty. Person's mouth has to be empty when making the bracha. We learned this when we spoke about the mistakes. If somebody ate something by mistake, and they forgot to make a bracha, how to work with it, and over there it's brought down also that the person's mouth has to be empty. And do it because of the pasuk, it's brought down in Tillim, that a person's mouth has to be full of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tov.